It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Good morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Another fairly nice day yesterday.
Yeah, really nice.
Rain in the forecast today, though. All good things must come to an end.
Yeah. I think the bulk of the day will be all right today, though.
Oh, okay. Well, it looked like there are a lot of chances of rain this morning. Some did. Some not so much.
Yeah, we didn't hear.
Yeah, a little bit of rainfall around the area. Hopefully not too severe for those folks that were in the line of the little storm systems this morning. Brett Holt's in with us this morning as we get our program going. He'd like to tell us today what's going on down at Camlin Plumbing and Heating. How's Brett?
Good morning. Delta Faucet Company has proven time and again that their faucets are the best. They've proven time and again that their faucets are the most stylish. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has carried Delta for over 40 years now, and we know that Delta gives the best quality, style, and dependability of any faucet line out there. We carry all the parts for these faucets, and they're so easy to repair that you won't even need us to stop a leak. Trust in Delta and Camlin Plumbing and Heating the next time you need to replace any faucet around your home or business. Remember, we discount all of their offerings every day. In Atlantic, give us a call at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Going to bring a guest in with us this morning. He's on the phone. Sandra Carroll of the Avoca area joins us this morning. Sandy, how are you today?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Well, good. We want to talk a little bit about an experience that you had a few months ago that folks will be able to enjoy today. You had a chance to be on the TV show Jeopardy. Is that something you've always wanted to do?
Yes, it is.
When did you first realize that you could be a viable candidate on Jeopardy?
After I retired from teaching 3 years ago, then I started watching the show more regularly, and I saw that they had online tests you could take to be on Jeopardy, so I decided to pursue that. And after the third time of taking an online test, then they called me over to Omaha for an interview in December, and that's when it started to hit home.
Do you get a little nervous, though? I mean, gosh, there's some smart people on Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah. Do you mean at the interview or at the actual...
Yeah, either way.
Well, at the interview, they said, don't be nervous, you know, just have fun. And, you know, I thought that was probably as far as it would go. And I just enjoyed myself and played the game and had a good time. And at the end of the interview, they said, you're in the contestant pool for 18 months. So I thought that was probably all I would hear from them. And then in February, I got a call, could I come out and tape on March 18th? So I was very excited for that. We went out there, and then you're a little nervous when you start taping, but then you get caught up in the game, and you really don't think about it.
How are those little button things? Do they work right, or do they have lots of problems with those?
Well, they work, but it was difficult for me.
I bet.
Well, I think maybe if you're younger and you're used to doing more video games, that maybe your reaction time is a little faster on that than mine was.
Well, I can just imagine the people who are chosen to be on a Jeopardy program probably grab a ballpoint pen and just sit there and click it over and over and over again, trying to get used to that.
Actually, at the interview or the auditions, they give you a Jeopardy pen to click, and you do that. You practice doing that during part of the audition, and then they send you home with that. And so, as my husband will attest, I would sit watching Jeopardy and clicking my pen. So I think he was glad after I finally taped the episode that he didn't have to hear the clicking pen anymore.
Well, I'm sure he did. Well, now, you and your husband, Everett, you seem to be Hollywood types. You guys fit right in out there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We're taking...
Actually, Everett was not too excited about going, but then our good friends Gary and Linda Keller went out to Los Angeles with us, and we just made a vacation out of it and enjoyed ourselves very much.
Well, it's a neat experience. I assume probably a once-in-a-lifetime experience, unless you do very well and end up on several shows like that. And did you get to meet a lot of interesting people this way?
Yes, the contestant coordinators were all very, very nice, and as were the other contestants who came from all over the U.S. So it was quite interesting. Didn't get to spend a lot of time with Alex, but that's how it goes.
Well, he's kind of a snooty guy.
He seems nicer. Maybe comes across a little more down to earth than he seems on TV.
He's a pretty button up guy on TV.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the role that he plays, you know, on the television show. But if you ever see him on talk shows and some different things where he kind of, you know, just unbuttons his collar a little bit, he's actually pretty funny.
Yeah. And we got to see a little bit of that side of him during the commercial breaks of the show. Then he would take questions from the audience, and so you get to hear that.
Yeah, and he's a very intelligent guy.
Yes.
I know he has the answers in front of him, but he is also a very intelligent fella. And, of course, you're standing there with other intelligent folks on stage. Is it a little intimidating?
A little bit. You know, but you've got to be self-confident, too, to think that, well, you know, I wouldn't be chosen to be here if they didn't think I could do it.
Yeah. When you pass through that preliminary stage where they test you for as a contestant and all, and you said they put you in a contestant pool for 18 months, I know I'm backtracking a little bit here, but does that just kind of mean that you just go home and go back to your normal life, and over an 18-month period they could call you at any time?
Yes.
So you never really know for sure.
And then they also tell you if you are not called to appear on the show in 18 months, then you can take the online test again and start through the process again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's just, I was really quite surprised that they called me, first of all, that they called me, and that they called me as quickly as they did.
Sure. Now, Sandy, I have to ask, because a lot of folks always wonder about this, because sometimes they watch game shows and the like, and they might notice that maybe contestants who are on for several days in a row might be wearing the same clothes. Do they tape several shows all in the one day?
Yes, they tape on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And they tape 5 shows each day. So when they asked me to come out, they said, you know, you need to be available on both of these days, you know, so if you are winning and need to keep taping. And then they also tell you to take a couple changes of clothes with you to the studio so that if you are the champion, then you go to the Jeopardy champion dressing room and change your clothes and appear on the next day's episode.
Got to bring your own wardrobe.
Yes, you do.
Low-budget show, huh?
Not for something.
Well, you know, we've heard a lot lately about some contestants who've tried to kind of muddle up things a little bit with strategy and stuff. Did you go into the show with any kind of strategy?
No. I would just go down. You know, for me, it was going to be the best to hit a category and go down it in increasing dollar amounts. I'm more comfortable that way, and that's actually how the game is designed, with the more difficult questions toward the bottom.
Sure, sure. Now, we can't give away too much, because I know you're sworn to secrecy about the actual episode and stuff until it airs, which at last you'll be able to talk about it later today. 4:30 this afternoon on Channel 6, WOWT out of Omaha, is when that episode of Jeopardy will be airing today. Is that a relief for you that it'll finally be on and you'll get to finally answer all these questions that people have been asking you?
Yeah, I think so. I have kept the secret since it taped. And I just decided I was not going to tell anybody, and I think not telling anyone has made it easier to keep saying no. But, you know, people are curious, and I think maybe they're more excited to find out the results than I am to actually have it, you know, because I know what's going to happen.
Is there a lot of editing on the show, do you know, or is it pretty much we're going to take this for whatever it is, 22 minutes, and when the show's over, it's over, and we move on? Do they edit much in or out?
Very little. When I was they're taping, when you're not on stage competing, you are sitting in the audience watching the taping until you're called to compete. And occasionally, if Alex had kind of muffed a question, during a commercial break, he would go back and re-record that. And that happened maybe once an episode, if that. So very little.
Real professional.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, a great experience. If you ever got a chance to do something like that again, would you?
Oh, yeah. It was very enjoyable.
Good. Well, good. That's why, you know, you're probably not going to win there and earn life-changing money. Most folks that go there, they go there to have a good time and in the hope of maybe having a chance to win some things. But if the experience is good and the people that you meet were wonderful, I guess it was all worth it.
Yes, I agree.
Excellent. Well, Sandy, I was going to say good luck on the show today, but that's kind of past, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's true. That's what people say. Well, you know, it's kind of it's happened. So. But I hope that people enjoy watching the show today.
The magic of television. The show may be taped today. Our interview this morning, that's live.
So that's correct.
We got you a little live media time then, too.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Sandy, again, thanks a lot for the time this morning and sharing some of the behind the scenes. And, well, again, I guess I'll just say good luck on the show today.
Well, thank you. And thank you very much for interviewing me this morning.
You bet. You take care.
You too.
All right. Bye now. Sandra Carroll of the Avoca area. Again, that episode of Jeopardy that she'll be on. She's going to win, isn't she? What do you think? You got a 1 in 3 chance. Nobody's taking the bet, huh? All right. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. 4:30 this afternoon on WOWT Channel 6 in Omaha, if you are inclined to watch that particular station. Make sure you DVR that before you head off to work this morning so you can check out that episode if you won't be home at that particular time. I want to turn things back over to Brett. How would you do on Jeopardy?
Not worth a darn.
Stick to plumbing
I'll
and eating.
I'll admit it, yep. That's not my forte.
Tell us about Camblin's.
Well, it's that time of year again. Time you leave your air-conditioned office, drive home in your air-conditioned car, and relax in your air-conditioned home, which maybe isn't as air-conditioned as it should be because you thought you'd get one more year out of that old air conditioner. Call Camblin Plumbing and Heating to make an appointment to talk to you about a new Lennox home comfort system. Look, no one ever says there's no place like work or car sweet car. Because your home is where you have every right to be cozy, comfortable, and happy, not sweaty. Call Camblin Plumbing and Heating at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan to make an appointment because a Lennox home comfort system will make your home comfortable for years to come. The thought of the day today comes, we're going way back on this one, from Isaac Newton. Tact is the knack of making your point without making an enemy.
Not many folks are very good at that anymore.
Not anymore, no.
Especially in politics.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, thanks again to Sandy Carroll of the Avoca area for spending a little time with us on our program today. You know, she and her husband Everett have gone to Branson with us several times, and they were with us here this past summer as well. And the two of them and myself and Gary and Linda Keller of Audubon, we were just sitting out on the patio one afternoon after we got done with the show and enjoying a beverage, and she happened to mention that she was going to be on Jeopardy, so... Fortunately, I remember the date, so we got after it here today so we could get a chance to talk to her a little bit about that. Imagine doing an open book test, but millions of people are watching. Welcome to Jeopardy. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.